He did not create us to worry. Praise the Lord. He did not create us to fear. But he created us to worship him, to praise him. No more crying, no more complaining. Will you trust him? What a powerful message. Choir, God will bless you. Amen. Let's be on our feet as we praise the Lord this morning. Just praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Thank him for making you to cross over to the month of March. Thank God for the testimonies that he has brought into your life. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is God. The one that is clever than the most clever or the cleverest person on earth. In heaven and on earth, it is God who knows the end of a matter even before it starts at all. What a mighty God we serve. What a beautiful God. Thank you, O Lord, for the opportunity that you have given unto us to appear in your presence this morning. We bless you. We worship you. The year 2020 is going. The decade is already on the march. Father, I thank you because our life will march forward in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace of God will envelop us in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be testimonies in our house, in our homes, in our marriages, in our homes. Bless the name of the Lord for this. You will complain no more. You will worry no more. No more fear, for you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's sing a song unto the Lord. Let's just be joyful in his presence. Choir, can you please help me? Let's Amen. Sing.
Amen. Praise Amen. Him, praise him, King of glory,
praise him. Oh yes.
Praise Jehovah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Have a seat in the presence of the Lord and tell your neighbor, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the earth. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. Matthew 5, 13 to 16. And I want us to read it together. No matter the version you have, just let us read and read it aloud so that it can be registered in our mind. The theme for this morning, this Thanksgiving service, the power of light. The power of light. You shall be a light in the mighty name of Jesus. And you shall be a powerful light for that matter in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of light. Let's open our Bibles. Matthew 5, 13 to 16. There was a WhatsApp message sent. I don't know who sent it. And the man of God rebuked. Seriously, those of us who always come to the altar with the phone. You know, he said inside that phone there are many apps. But what is here? Only the word of God. So please, endeavor to come to church with your Bibles. I agree with him. Because the temptation is there when you are. You say, oh, yes, I want to just read the Bible there. But you hear one, bang, you quickly look at that. And the distraction is there. Praise the Lord. So since that time, I've been coming with my Bible, and I make sure I type my word. Praise the Lord. Okay. Normally, I don't normally print. Once I get it, I just send it on the note in my phone, on my phone. And it appears on my phone or on my tablet. So any one of them can be used. So I talk to myself, and if I want the Bible, it's just another tap. The Bible comes. But that man of God really rebuked us. Those of us that are doing that. He said, let's come to the altar, particularly ministers, only with the word of God, the Bible. Praise the Lord. So let's read Matthew 5. I will read from 13 to 16. Are we there? One go. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. 14. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. I believe it is impossible to tell how many times you have entered a room and you turn on the light, you turn on the switch on the wall. And I can say with confidence that you will never observe a situation where darkness refuses to disappear. No? Upon an encounter with light, darkness in your life will disappear. The word of God is light. So once you meditate in it, you read it, darkness in your life will disappear. You know, at times you find yourself in a horrible dream. You know. But when you have the word of God to quote, you stand firm, you quote, and things turn around. Things will turn around for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Right from the moment when God commanded light into existence in Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Light became terror to darkness. There isn't, nor ever will be, any coexistence between the two. It's not possible. Once light comes, what happens to darkness? Disappear. So God created light so that it can rule the world. Remove any ambiguity between the truth and lie. That was why in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus Christ linked believers to light. He linked us to light. Verses 14 to 16, he told his disciples. This was one of the sermons that was preached. He called it Sermon on the Mount. So, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In situations will occur at work, and you hear people saying, what is going on? Are there no Christians here? Is there nobody here to pray? Because they know that Christians are what? They are light. You shall be light in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Being light of the world, what does it mean? Number one, that certain conditions must be taken for granted when a Christian is present. When they see everything going on and there's a Christian there, people take it for granted. We have some Christians here, they can pray for us. Situation can have it, we can have a positive turnaround. Why? Because they know that you are the light of the world. Number two, we must be able to drive darkness away without doubt. The problem is many of us is that we doubt ourselves. Okay, this man has headache. He's been praying for it. He's gone to so many doctors. There has been no. What he knows, then he comes to you. Pray for me. And immediately you doubt yourself. That's the problem. What if I pray for him and the headache didn't go? That is not your business. You know? Number one is taking that condition for granted because I know there's a Christian in my office. I'm going to ask him or her to do what? To pray for me. And unfortunately, you are doubting. So do not doubt in your mind. You do your prayer and leave the rest for God. Number three, you must be able to point to the truth whenever there is a confusion between right and wrong. The truth. We must not take sides. We must be on the side of the truth and the right at all times. These are the things that makes us to be the light of the world. And number four, we must not at any time attempt to hide our identity as Christians. Praise the Lord. Light can only drive darkness away to the extent of its own power. We know that, to the extent of that power. If the light is weak, the darkness will still stick around. And if the light is strong, darkness will run away from the location. No doubt about that. In order to drive darkness far away, our light must be very, very strong. So the main factor affecting the strength of our light is the amount of the word of God that we have in us. We have said this time without number. How strong your light is depends on the amount of the word of God that you have in you. And that is why we always say that memory verses are very, very important. Nowadays, what I do is that, okay, what is the memory verse for the day? We all carry our phone around. So it's always on my notes. And I want to meditate on it all the time. So whenever my mind goes there, what is the memory verse for the day? Okay, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. I want to remember. I can't remember. You know, maybe it's because of old age, I don't know. In those days, I used to do a lot of memory. You know? We do cram notes and pour it down. There's a term we use for it. Agberu, something like that. We just cram it and then just pour it down and ask me any question after that exam. It's gone. It's gone. So maybe that is what is still part of what it is. But this time around, I want it to remain permanent. So it's always on my note. Then I will go to my note, I will see it. You know, the word of God, the power of light in us depends on the word of God. Without studying God's word, we cannot grow. We will not know the right from wrong. I will not be able to act positively when we find ourselves in the world. So in order to be agents of light, we must first know the truth. And then we must be subjected to the truth. Without obeying the word of God, our lights will be weak. Our lights will be ineffective. Our light will lack the foundation that is necessary to boldly point the truth out in the midst of confusion. So to serve as light of the world, we must not hide our identity. Jesus told his disciples, a city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. As Christians, we are set on top. We are on the hill. This doesn't mean that we should go everywhere and start announcing to everyone that we are Christians. No. But our attitude and our behavior should really give us away. Look at what happened in Acts of Apostles chapter 11, verse 26. Acts of Apostles 11, 26. That was the place where the disciples were first called Christians by the people of Antioch. How? After noticing the way the disciples behave, they look at them. These ones, they are different. They are not partaking in our idol worshiping. They are not doing eye service. They are always telling the truth. They don't care whose horse is gouged. You know? They are like Christ. One of the things that made Christ to have problems with the religious leaders of the time and the political leaders was his word. He tells them the truth. You know, he said, have you not heard how it was, you know, how you were told that you must not commit adultery. But I tell you, if you have looked any woman, you know, lustfully, you have already committed that adultery. He said, you have heard how it was told, a tooth for a tooth, and an eye for an eye. But I tell you, and people know. And when these people started looking at the followers, they said, these ones must be followers of the crucified. They are Christians. So when we refuse to partake in corruption, when we refuse to partake in activities that do not glorify God, people around us will ask, are you a Christian? When they bring bags of money to share as bride, and you refuse to partake in it, people will know, say, are you a Christian? One of our pastors is not a redeemed pastor, but he was here on a fellowship, Pastor Anjoni. Many of us know him. Level, a director in NIPOST. But if you see other directors, come and see the type of car they ride, the houses they live in, you will know that it is not from their salary. Then I said, Pastor, what is going on? He said, I am a Christian. I cannot partake in what they are doing. And they have known him for that in his office. Don't go to him. He's what? He's a Christian. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then he told me a story. He said, decade ago, before I started working with NIPOS, he was a manager. You know. He was a manager. And he was a clerk in the bank. And the manager now brought his personal use, something he has bought for his personal use. He brought the receipt. He said, okay, debit this into the expense account of the company. He gave it to Pastor Anjoni. So he said he kept the receipt on his desk and started asking God for wisdom on how to handle the situation. How do I handle this? This man can fire me. He can tell a lot of lies against me if I don't do this thing. So the next day, he approached the manager, told him, I appreciated that you told me that the item was meant for, I appreciate that it was for your personal use and that you pay for it, but you want the company to pay for it. The man said, no, don't worry, please, don't worry, bring it. Forget that I asked about it. He said, but the man did not dislike him for that. But he told him, look, okay, don't worry, I will pay you from my pocket. I will just pay this, it's a gift for you. The man said, no. He said, he now collected the receipt back. He said, but one thing is that the man never disliked him for that. The man never denied him his entitlement. The man was never harsh to him. To the extent that whenever the man has a meeting to go and he's not having the opportunity to go, he asks our brother to go and represent him there. You know. So whenever he has anything to do concerning truthfulness, he knows that this guy, he will be the one. So the love came. One day he now called him, said, are you a Christian? Pastor said, he laughed and said, yes, I am a Christian. You know, and I'm tending towards becoming a pastor because I'm the youth pastor in my church as at now. The man said, no wonder that you will never compromise. You will never compromise in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm. But he said when he was leaving the company, everybody was sobbing. The manager too thought that, why should you leave? Well, I got a better job. Here, I am on a temporary appointment. But now, NIPOS has just given me a permanent appointment. And that was how he left for NIPOS. But it was sure that the power of light in him was able to keep him. The power of light in your life will not dim in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So when you look at this world that is degenerating at an exponential rate, it's becoming increasingly challenging for God's children. But what we need to do is to brighten up our lights so that we can overcome our challenges and serve as beacons for others to follow. Amen. But there are times when we must study. So these are the times when we must study the word of God very well. This is the time to pray very well. This is the time to come and be more determined not to join the prevailing corruption in our societies. This is the time we must provide hope for the hopeless. This is the time we must show others the way to follow. And we can do it. We must do it. And God will help us to achieve this in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet. Brethren, if you are yet to give your life to Christ, we cannot do it. If giving our life to Christ is just by the mouth, you will find yourself falling and rising. And God's promises will not apply to us. But to come under these promises of God, to become light, and a very powerful light for that matter, that Satan will see and run away. You don't know that Satan is darkness. We must surrender our life to God. I want you to bow down your heads this morning and ask God, Father, I surrender my life to you. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. This morning, Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. You are the Son of God, and you have died for my sins already. Therefore, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I surrender my life unto you from this moment. Take control of my entire being. Help me to be obedient to your word. Going forward, Lord, let your word become a light unto my path. Let my mind agitate for your word. If you are born again and you don't read your Bible, it's a sin. That means you are not coming to your Father. You are not talking to your Father. You are not in close contact with the word, with your Father who is in heaven. The only way we can be in close contact with him is by reading and meditating on the word of God. Receive the grace this morning. I receive the grace to meditate on the word so that my light shall be powerful. Go ahead, talk to God. Let my light be powerful, Lord. I know I am weak. I know I have not been reading the word. I know I have not been meditating on your word. I know I have allowed the worries and the anxieties of this world to take precedence over your word. Father, have mercy on me this morning. So that only your word, Lord, will occupy me. That my light will become very powerful. He said, we are the light of the world. I will not go dim. Talk to God. Your light will not go dim. You will be a shining light wherever you find yourself. A shining light unto that organization. A shining light unto that society. You shall be a shining light in that profession. People will know you and they will respect you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Having become the light, there are benefits. We are going to pray to God. Father, redeem my life. You have already shed your blood for me. Let that blood not be in vain. Is there unforgiveness in my heart? Lord, have mercy this morning. can becloud our light. I once told you a story in a place of work where the vice president told a colleague, and you call yourself a pastor. That is a sin. He said, nobody wins an argument with you. How do you handle your church? And you call yourself a pastor. The man came in and signed maybe, I think he came in around 30 minutes late and was signing an hour before. No. He didn't know that the vice president saw him. These are the things that dims our light. Father, take this thing away from me. To stand where others are running in the mighty name of Jesus. And why have you come? There are so many reasons for thanksgiving. Reflect over your life and thank God for what He has done for you. So that your thanksgiving will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus. Talk to God, brethren. This is a moment of silence, moment of reflection, moment of personal assessment. Assess yourself. You are the one who knows. Doctors will tell you that your body, you are the best doctor of your own body. Yes, you know. We all know where the shoe is pinching us when it comes to the issue of us and God. Talk to God this morning.
Well, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for your word that you sent to us this morning. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for making us the light of the world. Glory be to your holy name for the salvation of our souls. Father, we pray for your son that you used this morning. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your light will not go dim in Jesus' name. Amen. Your son will not set in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord that has called you a light, we continue to be light everywhere, anywhere you step into, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the light of God will shine upon your ministry. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will use you more and more. His anointing shall be multiplied upon your head in Jesus' name. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.